Brad in Massachusetts is on the line and wants some help with insulation. What's going on at your obviously chilly home?
Well, we've got a stucco house, three-story. It's a Japanese-style arts and crafts.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, it's different. It was designed by a fellow by the name of Ralph Adams Cram, who was a noted architect back in the day. There's no insulation. We have a cold basement, and it's stucco, as I said. There may be fire stopping, I'm not sure, you know, in the walls, and that's unclear. But I'm worried about moisture, so I'm also worried about a fuel bill. So what I'm looking to do is, how do I go about insulating this house and so that we can be warm all winter in this cold part of the United States, and at the same time make certain we don't introduce moisture problems from trapped water?
Well, first of all, this is a wood frame wall?
Yes.
So this is a good reason to use a blown-in insulation. And so blown-in cellulose, maybe blown-in fiberglass, coupled with, you know, it has to be installed by somebody who really knows what they're doing, because they're going to use an infrared scanner to determine those cold spaces. Because you mentioned you may have fire stopping. If it turns out you have fire stopping for every bay, every section of open 2x4, you may end up with two holes instead of one. Once they figure out sort of the lay of the land, then I would blow in insulation into those cavities. And that's going to warm up those walls quite a bit. If you use cellulose or fiberglass, I wouldn't be too terribly concerned about moisture, because I think those walls are going to breathe based on the age of that house. And it's really not practical to do any kind of vapor barrier at this point.
Yeah, okay. So he has to do the due diligence to make certain he fills all these bays up and everything.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. I mean, I did this in my home at the beginning of, well, it ended up happening at the beginning of the fall. And I did notice a big change in it, but I was really surprised that the contractor who did the insulation, which was blown in from the exterior, and I mean, I saw the holes and I saw the pink stuff flying out of it, but nobody would come in and do like a thermal scan to show me that the bait, you know, because it's like a mystery. You're like, is it really in there? Did you really do it? And I would love to see that, to know that truly those areas are all filled.
Right. Okay. So is that normally done from outside rather than coming in and tearing up my wallpaper and everything?
Or? Well, you have the option of doing it from outside or inside. Now, if it's stucco and you're going to repaint the house, you know, repairing stucco is pretty easy and it's supposed to be rough. So that might be the way to go. Or a combination. You know, if you've got some rooms with nice wallpaper, maybe you leave those rooms alone. But if you've got some rooms that are just plain old drywall, then you go ahead and go at it from the inside.
Any choice between fiberglass or cellulose?
I personally prefer cellulose. I think that it packs better and it's got fire resistance built into it, so you don't have to worry about that.
All right, good. Thank you so much.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.